choice myself. However, copies of game stores, I got all my game stores for my matches, Fastenal, 72, many other tournaments and matches, I got all my game stores, exhibition game stores, my Washington Time Incorporated contracts, the list goes on and on and on. All this has been stolen from me with the blessings of the U.S. government. There's no question the U.S. government was behind this. No question the truth of all the U.S. government. No question my mind thinking is owned by the Jews. I'm quite sure it's all by the Rothschilds themselves. The U.S. government is totally controlled by the Jews, held over the institutions. This whole thing stinks of fraud and conspiracy. Everybody knows that it isn't a conspiracy at all. My woman, they claim I owe them a trivial amount. But remember, I'm the best customer of TV's. I get myself up there for over 10 years, over 12 years, and pay them over $10,000 in storage fees. And behind my back, they stole everything without a trace. They won't even answer me. They won't even answer these interviews. Nobody's saying a word. I caught these fuckers flat through, and what happened was, Bill Fisher writes his pipes and can't get away with this. They're just betraying his friends. And see, or he goes to the press and I'll disturb him and turn it into some kind of a threatening matter. See? They didn't think I would go directly to on the radio. They thought, well, if I did, they thought they could cover up and we wouldn't get on the internet either. And they're very mad this day. I caught them with their pants down. I even have some photocopies of the checks that I sent to Bob Elwood and he's been paying this stuff for years. Suddenly, I'm told the stuff is not mine anymore. You can pay him for 5 years and stuff. For all 5 years. I'm using the lobby. I'm using the chief conspiracy between Bob Elwood and the U.S. government. Everybody knows it. It's not even a mystery. It's obvious. So, but this is just one main crime. This is an economic term. This is my point, at least. But this is just one of many crimes that the Jews have come out of the womb searching for Bobby Fischer. Which is earning them tens of hundreds of millions of dollars, all based on my name and based on film of me. I got nothing. And one thing after another, first book of my 16 number of games, not in payment of any royalties of my 16 number of games, the illegal CD-ROM that's come out by Learning International. Just one crime against me after another. And this crime is a mega robbery. We're talking stuff. Here's happy to be in the interviews. You know, that actually was worth a lot more. I didn't need to get hundreds of interviews. But just like that, you got 10 minutes. It's a mega robbery. It's one of the biggest robberies, if not the biggest robbery in the United States. And this is all behind my back. It's totally absurd. They're claiming this property is theirs. It's ridiculous. Totally insane. You know, and the true press today is trying to make it sound like this is no big deal. And you take 30 years to put this stuff together. 30 years. This is stuff all over the world. Stuff from the Philippines, private pictures of President Marcos, just everything. Photo albums, newspaper albums, fan mail, everything. The clothing, books, thousands of books, which now it turns out. They stole thousands of books they claimed was worth a fortune, right? Over $480. And now they're trying to sell just one of these books for thousands of dollars. Just one, they got thousands. They're even trying to sell some old magazines for hundreds of dollars. So they intend to make a vast fortune on this, of all my work. They probably intend to, they don't even have to sell it to me. They can just make photocopies and books now, whatever they want. So, this is a mega robbery. The U.S. government is back in it. And it's all part of a systematic plan by the Jews to rob me of everything I've worked for all my life. They're knowing about this systematic. They're robbing my belongings, they're robbing my intellectual property rights. They even rob my name. Because the U.S. government, the same government that wants to put me in prison for 10 years and give me Learning International, which is the prime of their company, the right to say Bobby Fischer teaches chess in their trademark. So they can come out with a Bobby Fischer teaches chess clock, a Bobby Fischer teaches chess line of clothing, a Bobby Fischer teaches chess anything with a computer, whatever. They've already come out with a Bobby Fischer teaches chess TV rock. Giving me nothing. Giving me nothing. all of your legal and all this legal and organize this moment and we'll do it.
So, Harvey, seems that,
I said, well, last week it was $5,000. You were good, I said, free, because I gave you a couple of myself this week, and you were good, I said, $5,000. And this was okay, I know that you lose a few blocks away from me. It's huge. You told me to pay everything, and that's under your pumpkin, the dress is covering all my belongings and going up and I'm paying it. Horribly vicious and absurd.
So, Bobby, since you've been with the famous government base behind all the sheets, and I don't know you at that you control the U.S. government.
You're the West, the highest occupational government in the United States of America, whatever you want to call it.
So, as you said, that you control the U.S. government is not only not protecting you, they even try to arrest you, and now they also rob you.
Right, right.
That's what you want to picture, yeah?
Right, right.
Okay. That's incredible to do to one citizen, huh? To participate in Jews in chess, I expose them to cheating in chess, I expose them to being criminals, I expose them to all of our never happened. It's just too much for you to choose.
All these revelations need to go. The
short
the world that
the news have done to you also. And to the world. They're not just a danger to me, they're a menace to the world. This is not just my fight.
There is this open letter of the encyclopedia that I cover. It is apparently your name was entered as a Jew.
In the letter of the Bible, I explained it here. 1984.
By design, he put your name as.
Of course. I've achieved it a lot, and they would like to take credit for it. Because they want to pretend that they're the cream of the intelligentsia of the world. It's very important to the Jews that people think that they are very good in chess, that they are very good musicians. They are the best in chess, because a lot of people are resentful that the Jews have so much money, and there's of course a lot of people feel that this money is ill-gotten. So the Jews say, the reason the Rothschilds are so rich, the reason we choose so rich, is because we're so smart. Not because we're crooks, not because we steal, not because we lie, not because we made up a holocaust, not because we prearrange in chess. We're so smart, you see? That's the lie that they won't even think that they're very smart. That's how they got all this money, you see?
It is not only in the Philippines, it's also in the United States.
Well, these are going on the internet. They're all around the world. I can't get on the air anywhere else. I like this broadcast format. I think it's important to hear these statements I make, some immediacy. But I put them on the air. I tried to get on the air in other countries. I can't. I got on one interview in Hungary. I got kind of cut off after around 15 minutes or so. Recently, I tried to get on the air in Iceland. What happened was I was in Japan and I was listening to the radio and the president of Iceland came on. This was 2 months ago. And summer of 2000. And he started talking very well of me. So NPR radio was coming in from U.S. Armed Forces Radio in Japan. So he talked about me for a couple of minutes, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. She was all very highly of me, saying, this is a member of the match there, etc. So, after getting an interview, I called Japan the telephone information. I got the Wisconsin number, and I called up the president of Iceland. I said, I explained the situation to him. I'm a Jew, I've been persecuted, was in prison, and the Holocaust didn't happen, etc. And I can see he got quite nervous. And he said, well, so we're a democracy here, and I said, I can't tell the press what to do. So he said, I'll pass along the wishes to them. Okay, then. If I want to let you on the radio or not, So I gave him Eugene's fax number to the press so that they could contact me through Eugene, but no one ever contacted me for Iceland. So even if the president of countries can't get me on the radio, there's the Rothschild, the special lover, that has such a depth that they're calling me all over the world. And sir, this is CNN. I don't know whether he's a Jew or not, but I think he's a front man, basically.
Are you planning to publicities or start the publicities in the internet for our interviews?
I hope you have. I want you to know the internet, sure. So we call around the world, each of the news.
We are privileged, sir, that you have the evidence to chat to interview you. I don't like to end on this interview, you know. Anything that you want to say to the authorities, please, right, sir.
And the U.S. government being hidden on the trial, but we're not nonsense. It turns out they were based on facts. I wanted to use some chess. They've stolen lots of my original game stores and original carbon copies of my game stores. Now, they have been in control through the years and forged in dozens. I'm sure it's already in the hundreds of falsifications of my game stores. Now, by stealing my game stores up there in Egypt, they intend to, since I don't have, now they have it in their hands, you see? Original documents. They can do whatever they want. They can suppress games, they can change scores of games, whatever they please. Okay, let me give you an idea how important this is having these documents. It's just let it out. They can forge, they can suppress, they can reveal, and so, this is all very personal stuff they stole. So I have every possibility to invade my privacy, to falsify, whatever they want. Let me give you an example here. This is from a book by Bobby Fischer, a study of the supposed success by Ian McGrew, from the foreword to Gary Kasparov. And by the foreword by Gary Kasparov. Okay, this is a totally Jewish book. The author is a Jew, the publisher is Jewish, has a foreword by Gary Kasparov, whose real name is Gary Weinstein. Okay, I want to get into one particular portion, which is really very, very vicious. Let me just read what he says in the beginning, how he builds up to this portion, okay? This is a chapter from the book, Bobby Fischer's Approach to Chess by Ian McGrew, called Misplaying Learned Positions. This is page 237. Somehow, the fact that Fischer was thrown to losing concentration once he reached the one position went unnoticed throughout his career. A single exception was probably Larry Evans, another Jew. Larry Evans' comment on Fischer's play at Kaimata, another Jew, in their candidate's 1971 match. Quote, the main weakness he displayed was a tendency to relax once he wrestled with Evans. As the saying goes, there is nothing more difficult than being in one position. And indeed, some of Fischer's gravest mistakes were made in one position through obvious lapses of concentration. against Arafu since 1967, he had as wife two explanation ways to force immediate need.
Okay.
Now he gives this position here. But this, why don't you read the position he gives?
Okay. The position was for his reasonable wife from a piece of skin wine. She then looked for his teenage, my group of teenage, and three, my three of teaching. She then goes on white coats for baby, people, CDs, pepper, CDs, books. Now, so I'm not thinking how to write people on TV for them. She then writes people on TV
on A5, and the posts on A7, E7, E6, F7, F5, and H7. So this is the position they showed in this book.
Yeah. Okay, now, it just so happened, after a few rock on my summer's evening, I had something in the spirit of New York also. I don't know whether I got all that or not, but anyway, I got about 30 boxes from there. So whether this book could be there, I haven't ascertained it.
So you mean you got out your belongings there in New York?
New York, well, I don't know exactly where I got it. I got it here.
You don't want to be around anymore, or your belongings there,
huh? So the point is, it just so happens I went through those belongings. I found a carbon copy of my name and sample.
That's right.
It's Arab and Sus, this game that they're talking about.
So this is a carbon copy of your game,
and this is a carbon copy. It's a photocopy of my carbon copy.
Of your writing.
Right.
Doing the game.
Right. Doing the game, yes.
Okay.
And it turned out that this tradition is false. Now, if I had had this carbon copy, I would have no way of defending myself from this vicious charge.
Yes.
Now look at the moves, the position that you just read, look at the moves they claim I place.
Yes, they claim this name, Rook D8 check.
Rook D8
check. Or rather,
they claim I place Rook D8 check. That's what they claim I place.
Alright.
Rook D8 check.
Yeah,
check.
Alright. It's the name that.
The point is, all of this is lovely because this is not the correct position in the diagram that they're giving me.
Yeah.
Diagram 298. The real position was the black group that was on A5, that they gave on A5 on B5, the black group was the key that they gave which on B3, and that's on C4.
Really?
Yes.
Where is your annotation?
They're falsifying the facts.
Wow.
But it just so happens that I have these documents. This is the reason they were robbed. One of the main reasons they robbed my stuff. They have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of my documents. And I'll try a whole room for my belongings. Not a cubicle, a room for my belongings. Which I've saved up over 30 years.
So what is the room for being like 30? It's right,
yeah. This is the roof. But in any event, I'll see when you put the C4.
Let's see. You put the female C4. That was on 23. I trade A3 to the C4.
Oh, yeah.
See, I trade 24, 3 and 3. And then you trade Rook C5. And then so on. So,
if you fall for this falsification, you will totally lose respect to my place. You read what he said, he was really making fun of me, rubbing it in.
as if she really believes that I'm in this falsification to try and make me look like a jerk.